I think it just in terms of the technology and the teaching, like I said, when I first started, you know, they're the ones with each resident I went to, they told me about their story and how they like their care to be done and how they would like to be ventilated. So especially with the one that I went to Vegas, he's extremely intelligent. And so when we have new staff come on, he's always kind of the person that takes on the orientation. He takes, you know, he'll teach people, he'll talk to them about the iron lung and how, I still remember it, right? 82 is when he taught me how the iron lung worked. I still remember it to this day. So he would tour, like, you know, people come and they're interested. He'd be the first to talk to them about it and give them all the information they want. And he was very knowledgeable about his own care. And that is what, you know, everybody, we all promote, right? Is for, I mean, today in rehab, that's what we look at as well, to teach our clients to be the experts in their own care. Because as they go out of here, they're going to meet people who don't know anything about spinal cord injuries or brain injuries, and they need to be able to educate others in the community and whoever they come in contact with to be able to care for them or to understand what their needs are so they can help them. Yeah, so the residents took on a lot of that, those responsibilities.